With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court upheld a federal law that prevents people who are subject to domestic violence restraining orders from having firearms.
The case had been closely watched because a ruling striking down the law would have called into question other federal gun laws, including restrictions on guns for people who committed nonviolent crimes, as well as people who were addicted to drugs while they had guns. That's similar to the prosecution of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. The ruling, though, did not signal one way or the other how the court would view those laws, but other challenges are expected at the Supreme Court very soon.
The cybersecurity firm Kaspersky denies it's a security threat.
This comes after the Commerce Department banned the use of its software in the United States. The Moscow-based company, whose CEO is Russian, said in a statement that the Commerce Department's decision would not affect its ability to sell and promote its cybersecurity products and training in the U.S. Kaspersky said the government has based its decision on the geopolitical climate and the theoretical concerns, rather than independently verifying if there was a risk. The government says the firm's Russian connections mean the company poses an undue or unacceptable risk to U.S. national security or the safety and security. Keith Peters reporting.
The personal health care information of one out of three Americans may be in the hands of hackers. Change Healthcare is confirming that hackers stole medical records during a server attack in February. Change is a subsidiary of United Health Group. Stolen information not only includes personal medical records, but also phone numbers, social security numbers, even driver's license numbers. This is SRN News. An Oregon high school coach loses his job.
John Parks says he was fired from his post as track and field coach at Lake Oswego High after protesting the state's practice of allowing males to compete against females. Parks tells KATU-TV he suggested that an open category be established just for transgender athletes. Shortly thereafter, he was let go by the school. The coach says he will appeal his dismissal, adding that he is fighting for the integrity of girls' sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ceremony is scheduled for Sunday to mark groundbreaking of the memorial to victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. The Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood was home to the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the United States, in which 11 worshipers were killed by a gunman driven by hatred of Jews. The space will include a new place of worship and a museum devoted to studying anti-Semitism in the U.S. This is SRN News. House Intelligence Committee Chair Representative Mike Turner of Ohio warns of a Cuban missile crisis in space.
Speaking at a Center for Strategic and International Studies event Thursday, Turner said if Russia were to detonate a nuclear space weapon in low Earth orbit, it would threaten economic and social systems in a catastrophic and devastating attack. Turner first warned of an unprecedented national security threat in February, which prompted the Biden administration to publicly announce that Russia was developing a nuclear space weapon that it may launch into orbit. If Russia were to do so, it would violate the 1967 Outer Space Treaty prohibiting weapons of mass destruction from being deployed in space, a treaty that Moscow has signed. Turner called on the Biden administration to answer more questions about the nuclear space weapon, saying it was failing to address the issue. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
U.S. home prices are the most expensive ever. The National Association of Realtors says the median price of a previously owned home is now at nearly $420,000. More details at srnnews.com.